Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson of Baltimore. We are Baltimore positive. We are taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour out on the road. I have the Back to the Future scratch off. It's been a lucky batch thus far. We've been at a Cooper's Pub this week. We're also going to be at Coco's Pub in Lauraville on Wednesday the 30th. And first time ever back in White Marsh, my old stomping grounds. I think I was at this joint the night it opened, Red Brick Station on the Avenue in White Marsh. I wait till I get Bill Block. I said, I never thought this brewery thing would catch on. Well, 30 years later, here we are. And last week, I had the pleasure, honor. It was a beautiful day out. It used to be an old Panera where I had lunch with Marvin Lewis all the time and ate bagels. You now can stop by and see our friends from Curio Wellness at Farr and Daughter in Pikesville, right on Reisterstown Road. Wendy Bronfine, it has been just a minute or a minute and a half. And people say, where's Wendy? What happened to her? I'm like, she's built this Pikesville thing, man. This is not a small thing to be opening up a store. And I remember when you opened Simonium and the spa and all the things that were going on there. It's different, the second one, maybe a little bit, huh?
We opened last week. It's very exciting. That store in particular is in partnership with Viola, who is a multi-state cannabis brand that was coming into Maryland to bring their brand to this market. So it's a really cool partnership. We actually work with them in Missouri as well. So just kind of extending the reach of what we do together. But yeah, the Pikesville store has a lot of the same services and products as Timonium. So there are two treatment rooms there. We have an esthetician and a massage therapist, just like we have treatment rooms in Timonium. And then the whole suite of lifestyle products that can go along with anything you purchase in the dispensary, cannabis or non-cannabis related. And then we actually, our Elkton store as well has been going through its remodel to officially become kind of the look and feel of the Farr and Daughter brand. So that remodel is going to be done very soon, but has really created a better efficiency and increased the customer experience at that store as well.
All right, so I attended the opening and I saw these fellas in these Viola things and the really good looking gear that they had on. And it's a brand I didn't know. I remember that, like, it's an old phone company, Viola. And I looked at him and said, hey, that's Al Harrington from the NBA. He played Washington. I mean, I'm an old NBA person, right? So I caught on to that. And I've talked to other folks, Eugene Monroe, who played for the Ravens here in the cannabis space. We always use Snoop Dogg and rappers and different stuff like that. But athletes getting involved in wellness, getting involved in cannabis, give me that connection a little bit. And you said rolling it out. Maybe that's why I'd never heard of it, huh?
Yeah, the so we come to the cannabis category in a similar way. Viola has a family connection as well. So Al's grandmother had glaucoma, and he had suggested to her cannabis for the treatment, which I think she very quickly was like, "You're crazy," you know, that kind of reaction, similar to how and I brought up to my dad, like looking into this space, and he was like, "You're crazy." But somehow we both managed to get our family members on board. But she did end up trying it and found a lot of relief. And then following that, it sort of was the inspiration and led to the creation of the company. And Viola's her name, so he had named the company for her.
That's a nice story. I'm gonna have to get him on and talk basketball and cannabis and really business. And look, a lot of times I come to you on the business side of things because I've been driving by your place for years, watching the industry open. I met a new industry leader at your event. There were community people, there were politicians there. But more than that, the thing that you had written, the very nice little speech, and we had some donuts and coffee, as I remember, out in the parking lot, just as I remember it when it was Panera. But you talked about your family and you talked about this is my home community, and it is. And when you do something in your own town, I know anything that happens in Dundalk, you know, it's a bigger deal for me. I don't want to tell everybody that outside, not even in Essex, but only in Dundalk. But I felt a different, I mean, I've known you a good period of time now. I felt like that. You might open other stores in a place, but this was kind of a special thing to have your family out and have it be right in a corner. You probably ate at the Panera there too at some point. I bet you did.
My first job was at Lenny's Deli, which was, like a block up one direction from this store. And then the rest of my jobs in high school were at the Woodhome Shopping Center, the other direction. So, it's definitely,
Did you
and
work
I,
for Eddie Edwards over there, getting me a nice tie or a jacket or something like that?
no, I did not work at the men's
I
clothing.
shopped over there all the time. I got
No.
coffee and all that stuff. I loved Woodhome.
No, I worked at the gift shop and the paper store, the card store there
That's
for
why I
years.
didn't know you then, I
Yeah.
guess, but that area, I guess for anyone that we're all laughing about and anybody that's driven up and down Reisterstown, we've all driven up and down there a million times for a million different reasons in a million different ways, and to have your place there, that's cool.
Yeah, and in the today in terms of the dispensaries, there's not particularly as you kind of move into more of an Owings Mills, Randallstown area, that has been sort of a hole since medical was created. There's a dispensary up closer to Reisterstown. There's one that ultimately came along in security, but there is sort of an unserved market. And so in that connection, my parents were raised in Randallstown, went to Randallstown High. I was raised in the Pikesville area, went to, from Millbrook to Pikesville High. And so, this is, it was much more, look, Timonium is just as much Baltimore County, right? But to your point, like the way you said Dundalk, like, yes, this was like, wow, it's really right back where we started. So it definitely was a very special day.
Well, town and neighborhoods. From a product standpoint, I shop at your store, Timoney. I've been shopping at your store. You come on, your sister comes on, we tell stories, we talk about strains and places and carry out and like backdoor and my wife shopped on 420 in Timonium, and I swear to you, one of your 420 deals came over and she said, "They've got donuts. Today's the day we have to shop." And I'm like, "No, it's like 40% off's the reason you go." But honestly, clicking on things, and anybody that's ever purchased anything in the cannabis space, for the most part, there are times you can't find a product you're looking for because you run out, or there's not enough of this, or not enough of that, or only so many units. And this would be true, I guess, when I was getting books out of the library when I was a kid. This branch has it, that branch doesn't have it. What, when you're now having three locations, including Elkton, just for the experience for people. Let's say I live in Greenspring halfway, and I'm looking for something online or clicking online. The notion that, yeah, Timonium might not have it, Python, the shopping part of it online, because, and this is all because of you, Wendy Bronfheim, we shop online now. Like, I go in, I click, I do a little basket, I do the whole thing,
Oh, that you then do curbside,
and
is
I
it?
don't just wander around your showroom and wait to hang around as much as I used to. You talked me into curbside, so now, other than getting donuts, blondies, and they were really good,
Yeah, they were
they
good.
were delicious. But I mean, from a shopping standpoint, I used to be a guy to stop in, look at, used to have a paper menu in a back way. I mean, I've been through all sorts of manifestations of this, but I would just think shopping online, I want to know what you have and where. Both stores, same thing. Give me a little primer on that, because that'll confuse me as a customer.
So we have one individual who does the buying for our stores. So they should share a very similar mix of products. To your point, if there was something that really trended very popular and one store kind of got that crowd and they came and bought it out, I guess that could happen. But for the most part, I think we tend to have a balanced collection between the locations of what we know people like, what's new that we want to bring out for people to try. So I think you can, it's pretty dependable. Now, of course, if you are in like this general area, you can ping pong between Pikesville and Timonium really to your own convenience, right? Are you close to home, work, errands, whatever it is.
Well, that would be my point, that you hit me with a happy hour special and say it's special on this or whatever. Would both stores, would one store have something and another store have something else? Because I could shop at either store, and I'm not the only one. Especially, anybody that's running around the north side of the Beltway, you want to go out and say, "Yeah, I want to see the new store, the old Panera in Pikesville, is now a foreign daughter. I want to go out and check that out." But maybe, if one store had something, another one wouldn't. That would move me in one way. That's all.
Yeah. And both stores do have curbside. So you can take advantage of that at both locations.
Wendy Braun Fine is here. She educates us about all things cannabis and in the space and Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter. She's been very, very busy getting the Pikesville location open. So, if you said similar in styles, again, I've seen the Timonium store go through a few different sort of machinations before you got it to where you wanted. Give me a little backstage how the sausage is made and getting the place open this time around to make it everything you dream Timonium of being, but a new location. You get to try new
Yeah.
things.
So I think, in general, that the aesthetic style and all of that is very much the same. More so where we kind of have updated is much more our back of house, right? Over time, we have understood greater efficiencies and how we run the operation to make it the optimal experience for the customer. So I think more of what is new or different is really kind of in our behind the scenes workflow. Versus what the customer sees. We do have what I think is like an interesting approach to a product drop. So rather than having we have these pass-through windows that we use on in Timonium, and in this store we came up with a new way to send orders from the back of the store to the front. And so that will be interesting to see how it plays out because if it is effective, it may be a new way that we do it across the board because it's just could be a more efficient approach. But again, that's all about how we run our operation, but it turns into that customer delight moment for the people who are either ordering online for pickup, coming in and ordering on site, doing curbside, all those things is really to streamline that experience. We'll talk to you and guide you for as long as you need. But, I think like you're saying with curbside, people just want convenience and efficiency. So we're trying to deliver that.
I've been backstage at Amazon once, and it's just like the efficiencies that have been built into things. I worked at the newspaper back in the 80s, and in our sports department on the newsroom, we had these tubes, and they're just like the tubes you maybe like at a bank you see sometimes see. They could send the tubes out, and I'm thinking, man, when that came along, that changed the world, that we could just send our copy up into a tube. And I'm thinking, yeah, backstage is different in different places now. Wendy Braun Fine's got it together. The new location of Far and Daughter, our partners here on 26 years, about to become 27 years. I'm hoping you'll help me with my August promotion. I'm going to eat my 27 favorite dishes in Baltimore food for the Crab Cake Tour and for the Maryland Lottery in August. So our next anniversary, at least we're going to be doing some eating and things
I
like
love
that.
that.
Give me a
When you
little.
say help you, do you mean come with you and eat somewhere? Because that I would definitely
Well,
partake.
somebody asked me. I was out at Beaumont last week doing the show, and I had my rocker buddy John Allen out, who's playing M3. I had Chad Wiesling out. We talked about the NFL draft and stuff. And a guy had asked me about like this promotion that I've been talking about. He's like, is it going to be all like platters and foo-foo shishi and expensive stuff? And I'm like, you know what really happened? I looked through the whole list, and there's only like a couple of things that are even over 10, 15 bucks. Like all of these things are a little noshy, small, little things that people don't know about. They're not necessarily sponsors, although some are. But these are just like my things. They're my go-to. They're my hangs. And I'm gonna be like the pizza guy. I'm gonna create a run on blueberry muffins in Timonium that I tried to bring you last week. You didn't even eat my blueberry muffin, as I remembered. Give everybody a little primer as well on new products and stuff because it's springtime. Is there anything new coming out? It's April. It's going into May. Every time I used to bring you on, there were new flavors, new this, new that. You're different than the other brands in this state. You really are innovative, and you're using science, and you're trying to help people, and you're also really making nice flavors too of things. I know that.
Oh, thank you. Yes, we work very hard on the flavors. More recently, a product we've had out for years called Caviar, which is an infused pre-roll. That was always available in a 1.5 gram single pre-roll. We've just launched that in a 5.5 gram multi-pack, so five smaller units in one box. Those recently came out. The Edie Parker line that we produce coming out early. May is going to have a special spring collection of vapes so that their standard line is always there, but they're having a special offering this spring. This month, we just released our, for this quarter, a special chew flavor called Strawberry Daydream that is out. That's a THC only, so 10 milligrams or 40 milligrams it's available in, so medical or adult use. Really, the big thing that's coming is, and we can talk about this as we get closer, but we're doing a whole rebrand. So our whole collection is going to be the portfolio, the packaging, everything is getting updated and to a new look and feel and a new kind of categorization of products. So that's all coming out starting next month.
I knew there was a reason you weren't here. You've been busy. I knew this. Opening Pikesville and keep Itzmonium flying along, and up in Elkton now as well. Foreign daughter Wendy Bronfein, her family, Maryland people doing Maryland things, helping people through wellness. It's called Curio Wellness. You can find out everything you need to know out online, and of course, stop by. And if you remember, stop by the old Panera in Pikesville, Reisterstown Road. It is now a foreign daughter location. Stop and see the friendly people in there. I met them all last week and. Check out the new location. Hey, I know you've been busy. At some point, listen, I managed to not talk baseball with you because things are not going well right now. I didn't wear my orange. I didn't wear my purple. I went straight black here. But you worried about him?
I don't want to be worried early. It's early. We got a
It
lot
is
of months ahead of
early. We
us.
got a
I
lot of
don't.
pitching. We got a lot of innings to eat too. I'll tell you that right now. But they got to hit the ball. That's the most important thing.
This is true.
All right, Wendy. Scenario, hit the ball down the middle as they always do at Foreign Daughter and Curio Wellness. Big appreciation to them for our partnership, the education part of what we're doing, as well as the donuts last week. I was very appreciative of that and the free coffee. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore positive.